Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to IRL UK podcast, the podcast obsessed with real life stories. I'm Rhiannon.
Oh, hey, it's me. It's Amzi. Hiya.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Good. New recording location today.
Oh, we're mixing it up. We've gone rogue.
Yeah. Fuck. We're in my flat today. We've had to close the windows for better sound quality and we're really hot.
It's really too hot. But I tell you one thing that is good about recording at Rhiannon's is that sometimes people do naughty things on the balcony. So we'll let you know if anything goes down, quite literally.
So Anna basically is referring to the fact that yesterday I woke up and we have like a group Facebook group, I presume.
Sometimes I've heard them called that.
For the area where I live. And someone was complaining that at 8 a.m. in the morning, a couple had had sex on the balcony.
And oral, she added specifically, which I liked.
But that way round. So they'd had sex and then she'd given them a blowjob, which
That's
is
just disgusting.
The wrong way
round. I don't care that... I'm not even going to, but yeah.
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 So
we'll let you know if that happens and we'll actually start filming. Because they deserve to be punished and named and shamed because... You know my feelings. You should be having missionary sex up until the age of 35 and nothing more.
Between the hours of about maybe like 10 p.m. and 11 p.m.
That's too late. 9 p.m. because I like to go to sleep at 10.
Okay, perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So we're here to talk about real life stories.
All the big ones.
Like the people having sex in the balcony.
Ew.
I've got some loud sex.
Oi, oi.
Tattoos and swingers this week.
Swingers.
You got anything good?
Yeah, I've got all the best ones, all the good ones. I've got a cute animal story this week actually, which isn't my usual jam, but
yeah.
I'm going to do that, and then I've got a rude one, and then someone being a dick. So I think you'll thoroughly enjoy all of that, Rhiannon.
Oh, good.
And
If you want to see pictures of the woman responsible for the loudest sex in New York, how do you go about doing that?
Well, I'll tell you, Rhiannon. If you want to go to our social media pages, if you head to Instagram and Twitter, it's at IRL_UK_podcast.
Correct.
Yeah? And then if you go to Facebook, you can search for us in the Facebook bar thingy, searchy thing. Mm. And it'll just be lots of sort of jokes, jokes mostly.
Joke. Has come out on the balcony, they're only having a cigarette.
They're only having a wank, so we're not going to mention it.
Yeah.
So that's exciting. But yeah, you'll just see anything we talk about that has a picture or a video will go on there and just any sort of musings. Musings from the week.
Yeah. And any balcony sex you managed to capture.
Yes, I'm going to stop filming that. Oh, there's another guy. Oh, that wasn't even the guy I was looking at.
Yeah.
There's another guy down there. Perhaps I'll hook up.
Oh, perhaps. Yeah.
Oh, woman's coming out.
Woman's coming out.
Woman's coming out.
Oh, my God, from behind.
Oh, my God. She's going to peg him. Is that when girls bum boys?
I think so. No, they're just having a chat.
Okay, we'll let you know if anything changes.
Balcony watch will continue.
As much as it is fun for you guys to listen to me and Rhiannon go, something's happening, then I think we'll wait until something does actually happen. How's that sound?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good plan, gang.
Right. Should we get on with the show?
Let's do it.
Because you and me are going out this afternoon.
Out.
We're going boozing.
Yeah, we are. Not together.
But
in the same place.
I'm in a posh bit.
Yeah, fucking Rhiannon's VIP and I'm a cretin as usual.
I'll pour a drink down for
Don't
you.
Don't bother. Don't patronise me with your crazy talk.
Do you want to go first?
I'll go first if you like, as I'm here. I'm gorging on Nutella to get the world's biggest bum.
Oh,
and can
me
I just
too.
Show you that bum? It's
My
bad,
God.
Isn't it? So this is from Closer magazine, lovely magazine, lovely publication. But we'll post the pictures online because quite honestly, she looks ridiculous.
But the boobs and bum are symmetrical.
Yeah.
Like if you sliced her in half and turned upside down, it'd be the exact same.
Exactly the same, yeah. Beautifully put, Rhiannon.
Mm.
regularly gorging on pizza, pasta and a staggering 6 kilograms of Nutella a month. How
this
much
is my
that?
Life.
6 kilograms, what would that even be?
Like, what's a kilo? Is like a bag of sugar, isn't it? A big bag of sugar.
Is it?
A big bag of flour.
So six of that is a
six
week.
Six of those.
Oh,
come
a month,
on.
Sorry. That's not as much as I thought. This is actually a terrible story.
It's actually
a regular
really
amount.
Tasty diet.
Oh, how boring. Okay, well, I won't do this story then. No, I've got to. I haven't got anything else.
You're looking at about 15 jars, though. So that's quite...
Oh, that's absurd. Yeah, okay, fine. Thank you, Rhiannon, for bringing me back to where I needed to be.
Yeah.
Staggering 6 kilograms of Nutella a month. Natasha Crown is on a mission to achieve the body of her dreams. The 24-year-old glamour model, she's sexy, is determined to break the world record for having the biggest bum.
Natural bum,
yeah.
But...
I mean, how is that even natural? That looks ridiculous to me.
Yeah, the way it sits up, I think she's fibbing.
She's fibbing.
Also, how do you get to choose where the fat goes? Because I would like to choose it all on my boobs and nowhere else.
I've just got... If I eat that much Nutella, it'll just all go to my neck, for sure. Like, it will not go to my boobs or bum.
Your knees.
Yeah, great. Natasha from Gothenburg, Sweden. I used to think Gothenburg was where Batman's from. It's not, is it? That's Gotham City.
I've been to Gothenburg. It's very nice.
It's confusing,
very
though.
Expensive as well.
They should have probably called it something else in Batman then so that people didn't make that mistake. Because I bet I'm not the first person to make that mistake. It's children as well, probably. Great. She is from Gothenburg, Sweden. She already has a ginormous 70-inch backside thanks to... Oh, here we go. So thanks to 3 Brazilian butt lifts.
But they put stuff in.
So that is where fat is taken from other parts of the body before being injected into the buttocks.
Cheat.
However, she is now eating as much as possible to create the extra body fat she needs for an even more curvaceous look, even though it could kill her, Rhiannon.
How would it kill her?
Just because she got fat and died.
Drowned in Nutella.
Oh my God. Yeah. Actually, that would be bad. Natasha, who is 5'10" and weighs 21 stone, says, "Surgery is like a drug for me. I'm completely addicted. But I can't have another butt lift until I've gained at least an extra 2.5 stone." Why? That's
because
crazy.
Because she has to have the fat to transfer around.
Oh, sweet God. I have to gained at least an extra 2.5 stone to be transferred to my bum. So I'm going to eat until I do. My new figure has completely ruined my love life.
Oh,
and complications due to my size also mean that I could die from having too much surgery.
Why? What is the point in this?
But I'll do whatever it takes to have the world's biggest bum.
Why?
Because she's a fucking moron. She's 24. She's got a whole life ahead of her. And quite honestly, she's a dog. She does not look good. I'm sorry.
Niki just looking at the pictures.
I'm not being negative to women, but I am being negative to this woman. Because she looks mental.
Yeah.
We'll definitely post. And there actually is a video here from what I can see. And I think she's doing a shake.
Shake
of some kind.
What's that called? Twerking.
Oh, gross. So I'll see if I can put that online as well, because that looks grotesque already.
Is that the most middle-aged thing I've ever said? What's that called?
Twerking? Yeah, that was pretty ridiculous. But I'll let you have it. So yeah, so she's just going to eat fucking chocolate spread until she dies. Or has a huge arse. That doesn't seem like a good option.
Or gets in the Guinness Book of Records.
Oh, fuck
I feel like I've seen bums a lot bigger as well.
Yeah, I think she's a moron. Yeah. Which is a shame, but don't worry about it.
Okay.
Don't stress it. I'm going to have some squash. Rhiannon made me a glass of squash. This is so fun.
I can't believe when you do Slim World, you don't have squash.
Well, I grew up on squash. My mum was crazy for squash.
Love
we had a lot of high juice, whatever that means. I think that was a posh one. Never had fruit and barley, though.
I feel like fruit and barley's posh.
I don't like it.
What, squash?
No, fruit and barley.
You literally look at the drink on there like, I don't like this
I don't
shit.
Like it.
Fucking rude.
Nice one.
Okay.
Fucking Rhiannon doesn't drink tea, so she never offers you a tea.
Because why would you put herbs in water and then add milk?
Haven't had this conversation with you, and I don't think on air is the right time to do it. But continue, eh?
Mum admits she's the slap. I'm going to do that again.
You're a mess. See, you need a nice cup of tea.
I'm thinking about milk and herbs.
Oh, mate. It's not herbs.
Yes, it is, isn't it? Dried leaves.
I guess. I don't know. What, you never smoked the herb?
Smoked it.
So you're happy to smoke it, but you won't drink it. Come on, really.
I don't smoke milk.
Oh, fine. Yeah, that's the problem.
Anyway,
tell me about this fucking woman.
Mum admits she's the source of New York City's loudest sex.
Why mention that she's a mom? And it says mom, and you didn't say mom.
No, I said mom because mom.
Mom
is weird.
Mom.
Meet New York City's loudest lovers. It says that because there's a picture, but you can't see it.
Okay, well, we won't meet them, but...
Olga Valerio, 49, outed herself to the New York Post as one half of the dynamic duo.
Oh, stop.
That sparked the most 311 hotline complaints in the city for loud sex. So I think New York, you just call 311 if 311.
If you've got
a
problem.
Noise complaint.
Oh, geez.
And they basically found out that there was a lot of calls this area, and she is admitting.
She's proud. That's what I don't like. Anyway, carry on.
Well, you'll see the reason she admitted it in a moment.
God.
The hairstylist's partner. I'm not sure.
She's a hairstylist.
If I went into her salon and want that hair.
If I sat down in a chair and she walked over, I'd be like, is there anyone else
Hello,
available?
Hello, darling.
Yeah, I'd be like, can I just get someone else to do it?
My mum said never have your hair cut by someone whose hair you think.
Absolutely not, yeah. It's crazy.
The hairstylist's partner in carnal cacophony. How good is that?
Jesus.
Inside her Bay Ridge, Brooklyn apartment is a man young enough to be her son. 26-year-old building handyman.
Ew.
Handy.
So you mean janitor as well?
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Byron. Nothing wrong with that, but...
Byron Perez.
Yeah.
Handy. Perez. He is handy.
I like that.
The hairstylist's part... Oh, no, I've done that bit. Olga's 4'4". I'm all over the place.
That's all right.
It's the squash.
It's hard work.
Olga's 4'4 pad at... I won't give you the whole address. You don't know that. But it was named in a report as the home to the city's highest number of these 311 calls.
Jeez.
For sex. Uh-huh. Neighbours claim the couple's moans and grunts jolted them awake at Ugh. All hours of the night.
That's disgusting.
Complained half a dozen times alone in 3 months.
Just... Oh, stop having sex. How many times have I got to say this to people?
Just don't.
It's not natural.
I know. Olga is now coming forward to say it was her as an act of motherly love.
Excuse me? I'm sorry, what?
Because basically what happened was people started scoping out the address and were like, who are these people? And she has a daughter and everyone thought it was the daughter.
Oh my God, okay.
So she's fessing up.
Sorry. I'm allergic to that sort of bullshit.
Olga says there's nothing wrong with showing some passion in the bedroom, though she was shocked when her alleged ear-shattering exploits made the news.
Oh.
It's natural. It's normal, Olga says.
It's natural. It's normal. Do we know where she's from, or are we just being racist?
No.
I think we'd be being racist even if we know.
Olga Valerio.
Yeah, okay, fine.
I never thought that this would happen, but it happened. I didn't know that we were doing it too loud. You are really enjoying
that
squash.
That squash is so tasty.
It's orange and mango. It's the best
probably
one.
The most delicious thing that I've ever drunk in my life. Why do people put booze in squash? Or do
I do, but did you not ever do that when you were younger, booze and squash?
I think I must have because we
really
never had...
Really cannot taste the vodka.
Yeah, we never had Coke or lemonade at my house. So I must have. Mm. Sorry, this is becoming a... sponsored podcast for fucking Robinson.
Perez said the man, if you remember.
Sure,
the
I
handyman,
remember, yeah.
And said he had no clue that they were causing such a problem with their neighbours until the story came out. But he admits they do leave their fourth floor bedroom open during their wee hour whoopee.
I just
this is a
don't,
great article by the
know,
New York Post.
I don't know if I'm into that.
Which he says they no longer do.
What, they just stopped having sex?
No, they closed the curtain. They closed the window.
Good. It must get hot in there, though.
Basically what happened was everyone thought Olga's daughter Dahiana.
No need to question that.
Was Perez's lover because they are the same age.
So hang on, the daughter's in the house when Perez and Olga are doing it so loud that people in other houses are complaining.
Well, Dahiana
sure
says that basically what happened was the story came out,
mm-hmm.
all the reporters flocked to the building
mm-hmm.
to find out who was having the noisy sex, and Dahiana walked out, and the press were like, it's you, you've been having the loud sex.
Jesus, that poor. And then she has to go, no, it's just my mum.
It's my mum.
Fuck me.
Dahiana says she'd only been temporarily staying with her mum after getting in a fight with her ex-boyfriend,
oh, no.
And it was nothing to do with her.
God, that'd be so embarrassing.
Yeah. Dahiana said it was awkward to say the least for people to think she was having sex with a man who was actually dating her mother.
Oh, mate.
Yeah.
Well, as long as they're happy, right?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I feel like people say
is
that
happy
a lot.
A thing? Can I just add one thing?
Absolutely.
Dahiana is planning to release her first ever reggaeton single
uh-huh.
Under the name D-Magic.
Yeah, that's really important, that part of the story. Thank God you mentioned
D-Magic.
Well, listen, we're going to post a link to that song when it does come out because, quite honestly, it can only be excellent.
D-Magic. Maybe she'll sample her mum's moans and groans.
Oh, God, that's gross. Mm. Okay, something a little lighter now, less gross.
Mm.
Little girl takes hamster who hasn't moved in days to the vet, and he makes a very odd discovery.
Oh my god, I think I saw this, and I think it might be my favourite story this year.
Life would be a lot easier and interesting if our pets could talk, it says here on the mirror. As it is, we have to try and guess what's ailing our furry friends when we sense something is amiss. No one, however, not even a rodent expert, could have guessed what was wrong with one worried little girl's hamster when she took it to see the vet. The youngster had noticed that her beloved hamster had not moved from the side of its cage in 3 days and hadn't eaten or drank anything either.
Very bad, bad news. Hamsters are very little fickle things. They're always dying and
I don't think I care for them, if I'm honest. But don't worry, the hamster was alive, but something very, very weird was going on.
Okay.
The veterinary student who was present for the visit texted her sister Kat, who later regaled Twitter with the bizarre incident. So this is now the text message that she sent her sister. So you know my sister is a veterinary student. She said a little girl brought her hamster in because it hadn't moved for 3 days and was just sat at the side of the cage and wouldn't eat or drink anything. Excuse me. So she asked her if anything had happened that may have caused it. And the little girl says, yeah, he escaped for a bit, but we found him hiding under the fridge.
Classic fucking hamster
behaviour.
Classic hamster.
The hamster was then taken out of his cage. And so it was brought along in the cage. And then he was taken out onto the table at the vet's place. And strangely, he seemed fine. He was walking around and eating and drinking as if nothing was wrong.
Can I just butt in? You know who this is a case for?
Ace Ventura. Oh.
Your favourite, Jonathan Creek.
It does seem like...
It's a real mystery.
Yeah, it is a mystery, apart from we know what happens.
So. I mean, we know, yeah.
Yeah, and it's... I'll tell you in like 1 second.
Okay.
Don't bother ringing him, is what I'm saying. Then the vet checked his mouth, where lo and behold, they found a fridge magnet.
Yes!
So they So this is the text messages again. So they have a look at the hamster, put him on the table, and he's walking around eating and drinking all fine. Then they notice there's something in his cheek pouch, of course, because there's always something in the cheek pouch.
Fucking hamster.
And it's a fridge magnet. Turns out the only thing wrong with this hamster is that it had a fridge magnet in its cheek pouch and was stuck to its metal cage. So it was just sat in the corner of the cage because it couldn't couldn't move away from the side.
How did it survive? Just on the food in its cheeks?
I think so, yeah. I just feel like that's absurd. Why did no one check that?
Why did
How big is a pouch in a hamster's mouth?
Quite big.
You could fit a fridge magnet in there.
Like a little... I think it must be like the magnet that has like fallen off the back of a fridge magnet.
Oh, rather than
I reckon just
I went to Barbados and all I got was this fridge magnet.
Yeah, I don't think that was it. I think it was the back bit that makes the Barbados bit stick to the fridge.
Gotcha, okay.
I'm presuming.
Excuse me, I've got a bit of a... I had to go to the doctor this week and I've been given a fucking asthma inhaler.
What?
I've got an asthma inhaler, like I'm a seven-year-old.
Oh.
I know, so I'm a bit wheezy.
Do you have to have it by the side of the pitch when you do softball?
Well, I only got it the other day. I haven't played since.
Why have you got asthma?
I don't know. I went and because I said I can't... I quite often hope you're still enjoying this podcast. How boring is this? basically, sometimes I can't clear my throat, like what's just happened there for 10 seconds. So I went to the doctor and said, what's going on here? And he made me do one of those, we have to blow the thing. Yeah. And I was so weak, it was pathetic. And he said, let me give you an inhaler. And he said, when you go to the pharmacist, ask her how to show you how to use it. I was like, fuck me.
Is it one of those ones where you go,
yeah,
you pump it?
I'm like, it's still that horrible blue colour. Why haven't they started making them look cool?
Yeah, but at least you've not got on the brown ones.
That's exactly what someone else said. The brown ones are the worst.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I should have had my inhaler with me.
Oh.
I'll just get fucking braces next.
Should we set up a charity campaign?
Yeah. Fuck's sake.
Have you not brought your inhaler?
Yeah, it's in my bag, but I didn't know I'd need it.
Oh, do you need it?
No, it's fine. We'll carry on. Just don't...
Do you want to get it while I'm telling you the next story?
No, I'm actually all right, I think. This squash is good.
I'm worried about
you. Robinson's fruit and... What is it? Orange and mango?
No, it's just orange and mango. Better than orange and pineapple.
That honestly is delicious.
Lesser rated.
God, I'm really enjoying that. Okay, moving on. Sorry for that sad story. Can we find a way of editing violin music over the top of my asthma story?
I'll just cut that in.
Yeah, that'd be ace, thank you.
Don't worry about it. She'll never know because she never listens.
Well, that's unfair, but spot on.
Swingers overrun campsite.
Okay.
Swingers have taken over a family seaside campsite for a weekend sex festival with a school trip theme.
No, it shouldn't. Nothing sex should be school-based. When people have sex with people in school uniforms, that's not cool, is it? Why are people still allowed to do that?
Did you ever go, when you were younger, did you ever go to a, like school disco when you were not at school and you dressed in sexy.
No, because it's fucked up.
You never wore sexy school uniform.
No. Hello, when I was at school, it was sexy school uniform. Because I was outraged and I got suspended for smoking. Oh, no, I didn't. I got suspended for wearing a pink belt. That was it. I can't get into that right now. Legal reasons.
Do you think maybe the teenage smoking is to do with your latter life?
I'm not having. No, because I never had asthma at school. I'm putting my foot down. It must be the pollution or something. I don't know.
Oh, you're like one of those people that Sadiq Khan's always worried about.
What? Who's getting asthma because of the pollution?
Pollution.
I'm telling you, it's happening.
So just to confirm, you were suspended for wearing a pink belt, though?
Yeah, it was a skater belt.
And just to confirm, you never went to a sexy school disco?
No, because that's fucked up.
Oh, my God.
What, people making out with people wearing school uniforms when they're 25? Yeah. No.
I totally did that.
No, that's paedophile fodder. Is that the right way of putting it? Fodder.
Fodder.
I do like that word.
So this story came out last week, so it's kind of as if it's going on.
Oh,
but it's
beautiful.
Still recent. Scores of swingers have taken over a family seaside campsite for a weekend sex fest. Ugh. Organisers.
How many times are they going to have sex in a weekend? Like, that's too much.
How many do you think is okay for the whole weekend?
One. At best.
On a birthday.
And do it at the beginning of the weekend so you've got the whole weekend free to do all the things that you'd rather do. That's what I suggest.
Otherwise, sex just therapist, thinking about it the whole way through. You've got to get it done. Got to get it done.
Yeah, just do it first thing in the morning, Saturday, then the whole weekend yours. You can do archery. You can bake a cake. You can drink squash. It's delicious.
Organisers have themed the three-day free-for-all. That's
no one could have said that easily.
The big school trip.
Oh, I'm hating all this
with
school
a disco,
stuff.
A sports day with a barbecue, and a midnight skinny dip in the bracing waters off the Welsh coast.
That's hot.
The weekend is open to members of swinging site Fab Swingers.
There's nothing fab about having sex with more than one person.
Guess how much it costs?
I don't know. I couldn't even ballpark.
£25 per person per night is very cheap.
I mean, that's worth going to even
for
if you don't want to have
home.
Sex. Yeah, that's crazy. Mm.
And, you know, we like skinniness, so.
Yeah, and we like swinging.
And it's a tenner for a tent. The romps got underway last night, with tomorrow being a day of rest after 2 days of debauchery.
I can't. Are people having sex in the tent?
Yeah.
Tents are so hot.
So hot. Don't have sex in the tent.
Please.
So sweaty.
Oh, fucking hell.
The organiser said online, Fab Camp 2017 is now well into the planning stages.
Okay.
Don't know why they let everyone know that.
Great.
This year's camp theme will be the big school trip. Oh. Friday's disco night, Saturday's sports day with barbecue, midnight chunky dunking. Chunky dunking.
Do we know what that is?
I think that's the opposite of skinny dipping.
Chunky dunking.
Chunky dunking.
Are they just saying dunk your dick in someone's groin zone?
I wonder if they're just referring to the fact that
donkey.
Yeah, that most of their swingers probably aren't massively attractive.
Oh, that's unfair, but totally on the money.
With a very infamous Fab Camp quiz, and Sunday will be much more of a wind down day.
Sure, just a lot of massage and kissing necks. This world that we live in.
Kissing necks. There will be plenty of other things going on too. Lots of prizes to be won throughout the weekend. Ooh, and we've even booked some sunshine for this year, lol.
Oh, lol.
That's the kind of what you're dealing
Idiot.
With. Campers were told to ring a site in Port Maddock, North Wales, using the code Pringle Party.
Oh, please.
And you had to leave a £20 deposit because, you know,
fair.
People back up.
Yeah.
The weekend's attracted hundreds of messages from interested swingers online, with many asking people how it went down last year and what... And one person asking, what should I wear? What was everyone wearing last year? One experienced camper replied, no need to worry on what you wear. Just go for what's comfy or what is easy to get off, lol.
I'm out.
Four kisses.
Oh, no. No kisses.
No kisses from you, please.
No ear nibbles. No neck kissing.
Ear nibbles.
Oh, fucking hell. That's gross. So did that happen last week?
Last weekend, yeah.
Are there any photos online of that? Do you think anyone would... Let's look for the hashtag FabSwingers.
Oh, yeah.
At some point, and I'll see if I can put some on the...
Defo.
On the Sasha Murdia. Okay. Mum defends decision to breastfeed son while having sex with her husband.
Oh.
I just don't know about this. I just don't know
really?
About it.
Really? You really don't know?
I'm not sure this is cool. A mum has defended her decision to breastfeed her son while having sex with her husband. Tasha Mail, a mother of three from San Diego, says there's nothing bad about making love at all. Ugh. Firstly, she's wrong.
She's wrong. There's lots bad about making love.
Making love. There's nothing wrong with making love at all, even if you're breastfeeding at the same time.
Sure.
Idiot. Speaking to her YouTube followers, the mum said she was still facing backlash from a clip she uploaded in 2015 about her now ex-husband, which was called "Do I Have Sex While Breastfeeding?"
Sure.
The answer to that is no.
Anna, in your internet opinion, how SEO friendly is the video?
Should I have sex while breastfeeding? I would suggest she's going to get a lot of fucking hits.
Do you think a lot of people are Googling
a lot of people
that?
Google breasts, sex, breastfeeding. Titty wanks, stuff like that. I think she'll be fine. I'm not saying there were any titty wanks, by the way. That would be absolutely inappropriate and just too close to the baby's head. I'm going to move on really quickly because actually that is not cool
too
that I just
close
said
to the baby's head.
Oh, this is why I hate her. The vegan blogger. Mm. Nothing wrong with being vegan except stop being vegan.
Also, if you're going to do it, don't tell everyone about it constantly on your blog.
Oh, we get it. You're vegan. And apologies to all you vegan people out there. Who has gained a large following because of the way she raises her three sons, Josiah, Soul, and Love.
Oh my God, Soul and Love.
She's everything I hate about the world. Recently filmed a video defending her actions after receiving criticism. Receiving. Am I saying that right?
Receiving criticism.
Sometimes I over accentuate or whatever you call it, the wrong part of the word.
Yeah.
What's the word I always do that on?
I don't. Not receiving.
Receiving.
Fine.
Receiving. Receiving. Criticism. She said that because her three-month-old son would not allow her to put him down. You have to put a baby down. What if you're pooping?
I
thought you were going to say
babe. If you have sex with your baby latched on you, you definitely poo with it on you.
Oh, no, I'm not having babies. Yeah. She said that because her three-month-old son would not allow her to put him down, fucking little shit. I wonder if that was Love or Soul, little dickhead.
That was definitely Soul.
Ugh. The couple would make love while their baby was sleeping next to them or even on her. Fuck. Just stop having sex. How desperate are you?
Now, I'm sure some of my friends will have done the next two.
Next to, no.
But definitely not attached to.
You shouldn't be having sex anyway. A, before you have a baby, or B, after you've had a baby.
Afterwards, no. People, surely it's like a bit of time to have a really good excuse not to have sex.
And think about what's down there. Ooh. Do you really want stuff prodding about like it's a fucking...
with your stitch.
Battering ram?
No.
People commented on the initial video, which has had more than 3 million views, with one saying, how can you be turned on when your child is nursing?
Oh, nursing. That's awful.
I agree with her that sex is important and natural, but come on. While you are feeding the baby. Wait a few minutes. Another said, I wouldn't want my children to be watching me and my husband make love. It's extremely personal. Tasha has since told The Sun, from what I remember sleeping with my ex-husband and my son while my son was on me breastfeeding and we would have sex from behind or something.
Ugh.
There's nothing more romantic.
How is she balancing? Like holding the baby with one arm and just using
just
one arm?
Just getting fucked from behind while
really,
feeding a baby.
Really
it's not
good
cool.
Arm strength.
There's nothing bad about making love at all, ever.
Wrong.
But not everyone was critical, apparently. One person seemed to agree with the mum, writing under the video, completely natural and normal.
One person.
I have no idea how some brainwashed people can see it as a disgusting thing. You're wrong. So, moral of this story is, if you're going to get banged from behind, maybe put your baby down. Disgusting animals.
That's an excellent moral.
I think so. That squash is something else. Every time I take a sip, it's like a firework going off in my mouth.
I paid cash money for this squash. We haven't got it free, by the way.
I'm having another glass before I leave.
This is not hashtag PR.
Oh my God, it's so tasty.
I'm addicted to Jose Mourinho, says Gran with 20 tattoos of the special one.
I don't know much about football.
Do you know who Jose Mourinho is?
I'm not football crazy football mad as much as I pretend I am. But I think I know who he is. The handsome guy.
Well, it's all a matter of opinion.
Oh, yeah, that's who I mean, yeah. He's quite a big deal in the football
total
world.
Total scumbag, obviously, as the Manchester United manager.
I don't really understand the actual... But as someone just looking at a picture of him, he looks quite nice.
Sure.
Okay, cool.
A gran who's covered her body in 20 tattoos of Jose Mourinho admits she's addicted to the special one. They call him the special one.
Why?
Special
needs.
No, I think he maybe started calling himself the special one.
Like when my brother started calling himself T-Bone Lewis.
Yeah. I think what happened was,
exactly the same.
When he came to the UK to manage Chelsea, he started calling himself
What's his name? Hosio. What's his name?
Hosio.
It is
no,
Hosio.
No, it's not. Jose Mourinho.
Okay.
He's Portuguese.
So he turned up and was like, hey, I'm Jose, but all my friends back home call me the special one. So it's up to you.
That's basically it.
Do what you like.
Vivian Bodycoat, which is an ironic name for someone who likes a lot of tattoos. Mm.
Bodycoat? Yeah. That's not even... That's just two words stuck together. That's not
The coat is C-O-T-E.
Fine, you can have
that. Maybe she's like Hyacinth Bouquet.
Bodycoat, fine.
59 gets weak at the knees at the sight of Mourinho in the back pages and has dedicated her body to him. Viv's husband, Tony, 76...
Bit annoyed.
..has spent over £800 of his pension on tattoos of Jose all over his wife's body.
I bet he's absolutely chuffed about that.
Yeah, I'm quite into her pink hair, though. She's pretty cool.
And also, I love her sleeveless snakeskin blouse.
Yeah.
She's actually all right. I don't
Viv
mind.
Viv said, I rarely go into town and not come back with a tattoo of Jose on my body.
That's not a thing that should be happening.
She needs to go to town more. He's not just the special one, he's the only one. I would die if I saw him in the flesh, and I would definitely cheat for him.
I don't think Jose, or whatever that's he's called, him. Is going to have sex with
Look
Viv.
Look at that picture of him on her thigh.
Hang on, is that a sleeveless snakeskin bodysuit as opposed to just a blouson?
Yeah, I think it is.
Okay, great.
One of her on his chest.
I think we'll call them her tits. Yeah. Should we call them her tits?
This is my favourite quote. He's gorgeous, and every time I open the paper and see him, I get gooey at the knees.
I mean, that is not...
At least she's gooey in her knees and not elsewhere.
Yeah.
The price of my tattoos has varied. I've had some small bits of writing done for around £60, but most recently, I paid £250.
Really not good tattoos.
No. Viv from Hinckley, Leicestershire, has not been to a football match since the 90s, but has become obsessed with one of sport's biggest names.
So she's not even fussed about football. She just is obsessed with this one particular guy.
Yeah, and basically all her friends in Leicester are like, why are you supporting Man United? You should be supporting Leicester. And she's like, I could only ever support.
Yeah.
She says that everyone takes the piss out of her.
Oh no, is she right? Yeah. It's almost like she bought it on herself.
Viv said, there's not a day I don't look at pictures of Jose online. I'm addicted to him.
Oh my God.
If he quits Man United and decides to go and manage a team in another country, obviously I will say goodbye to British teams and I'll go there. Not clear if she means support whatever team.
Yeah, or move there.
Emigrate.
I wonder how her husband feels.
When my grandsons told me he was sacked from Chelsea, Christmas was cancelled and we had no dinner.
It's quite annoying.
Yeah. Tony, her husband, says, whatever she does, she can get on with it. I don't mind finding the tattoos.
I think he's just happy he doesn't have to hang out with her.
Yeah.
when she's at the studio.
Yeah, so Viv says, Tony pays them and drops me off at the tattoo parlour.
He just has an hour on his own in the pub. He's just drinking Doom Bar,
he
having
is
the
that
greatest
man
time of his
in
life.
The pub.
Oh, good for him.
Mm.
I can't wait to be that guy.
Yeah. So yeah, she says he's the whole package. He's amazing.
He's all right. I mean, he's got a nickname that he's given himself, which is pretty pathetic.
Yeah.
Is he married in real life? What's the deal? To who? Like a slamming hottie?
I feel like he's on his second wife, although I don't have that confirmed.
Okay. I can neither confirm nor deny that information.
Also can't be asked to find out.
No point. Well, I just feel bad for Tony. Though like we said, he's probably
having Tony's fault.
Yeah. He's probably having the greatest time of his life. He gets an hour on his own every week or whatever.
Yeah, when she gets the shading sorted.
Oh, let's get the shading on. They're really bad tattoos as well, by the way.
We'll post them online.
Absolutely. Well, what a smashing episode. If nothing else, I've learnt one very important thing.
Mm.
And that is squash. It's fucking tasty.
Do you want the bottle?
I'm taking it home with me. What happens if you just drink a bottle of squash without diluting it? Is it bad for you? Probably not great.
It just tastes gross.
I don't know. I think I'd be into it.
No.
This is like crack. I just want to drink more and more and more and more.
Okay.
Anyway, that's probably enough of that. Thanks so much for listening. Sorry there wasn't an episode last week. Yeah. We are trying our best to do one every week, but it is just a little bit difficult because obviously before we had such a cushy setup with our studio, so we're just trying to work it in where we can. But we are doing our utmost to keep coming at you. And we hope you're still happy. We hope you still love us because we love you.
Yeah, we do.
I really mean that. Yeah. Even if you're a vegan blogger and your kid's called Soul, I promise I still love you. I'll do that for you, yeah?
Okay.
But yeah, so check out social media. Go on Twitter and Instagram at IRL_UK_podcast. Go on Facebook. It'll be much of the same there. And do keep sending us stories you want us to do because it's lovely to interact with you and let us know your feelings, your thoughts. Let us know anything. Just keep, because we're lonely. I don't have a ton of mates. I've got Rhiannon and that's cool.
We've got loads of lovely friends.
But mostly we prefer you lot.
Yeah.
This is awkward because some of our friends listen to this.
Yeah.
It's going to be confusing, but we love them and we love you.
Yeah.
And we love you all.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Right, shall we go and get drunk in a park? Or you've got to get a haircut first?
I've got to get a haircut first. Fuck's sake. I'm thinking about just getting a fucking flat top.
Really?
I'm just fed up.
That's trendy now.
Not when you've got a big fat face like this and a big man body.
Oh.
I don't think that'll look good from behind.
You've got a big old man body.
Oh, it's just I'm 5'11½", Rhiannon. And I've got quite a broad back. So yeah, I have got a man's body. So I think a flat top probably won't help.
Okay.
Anyhow, enough of that. I'll take a photo of my new hair if you like.
Oh yeah.
Short back and sides. Yeah. I might get a man bun. Haircut?
Yeah.
I could probably do that now.
Nobody has had sex in the balcony.
People keep just drinking tea and smoking. It's so fucking boring.
Facts, though.
Fuck that. Okay, well, thanks so much for listening.
Yeah.
Ciao for now, and we'll check you on the flip side. Is that something people still say? Whatever. Quick. Get rid of this.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.